On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Oh my God! I wish you all were here!
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
There's something happening here.
So
there's nothing happening here.
I'm on the way over here today, and I left my wallet at home today. Mm-mm. So it's Rob over here. Just
hey, that's Rob.
Yeah. So I decided I would walk. It's a short 30, 35 minutes, whatever it is, from my place of work.
Sure.
To your place of work.
Sure.
Which is really better because I'm not marinating in filthy animals. And I'm able to listen to my own music.
Yeah.
Had an eclectic. I was listening to the most recent playlist that was created for Nationals this year. So
fairly That's eclectic.
Fairly eclectic, right? Had some heavy blues, some Dwight Clark Jr., Kaleo, Record Company, mixed in with some old school rap. You had some Dr. Dre, little DMX, Wiz Khalifa, 50 Cent.
We got it.
just
reading the whole fucking playlist.
But it's just
Britney Spears.
No,
Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, no, I deleted all the Whitney Spears. The Britney Spears.
Why?
You better work, bitch.
What are you drinking, you mouthy fuck?
I'm drinking Iron Fire Black Lager from the Perth Brewing Company.
Yeah, which I believe we covered on a previous show, but it's a very tasty.
It's the first one I've had.
No, it's not.
It is.
Okay, well, I will happily tomorrow send you the link to the episode where you previously discussed this beer.
Please don't do that.
Okay. I will also happily send it to our listeners on Twitter and Facebook.
Because now that I'm drinking it, it's jogging my memory. Yeah, and whenever you say that, it makes me think, okay, yeah.
Oh, he's got it.
He's got something in his back pocket. Shit. All right, forget about it. Don't do that. Don't send that to me.
I am into the Town and Country from the Dominion City Brewing Company, back local after several weeks of trying some East Coast stuff. It is a blonde ale. I'm not sure. I don't know what I think about this one.
Okay, all right. So to me, a ball back in my court.
Oh, as he's taking it back.
Yeah.
I'm taking it back.
I'm not sure if I have had this. A, it must have been later in the show.
We had done a couple shows.
It may have been later in the show.
Right.
This tastes like a little bit like if you've fried a couple of things in the same pan and you've burnt the last of it.
Oh, dear.
And it's got that kind of, it's blackened, but you don't really want it to be blackened.
Lager.
I know, but... first sip in, ladies and gentlemen.
So neither of us are in love so far
I'm not loving the Iron Fire Black Lager.
Okay.
And you know what? Perth Brewing Company, if you're listening.
And you will be when I tag you in this on social media.
I want to love it. I want to love it.
Yeah.
I am a black lager.
I do love it.
I am a black lager fan. You like the black lager, the Iron Fire from Perth?
Okay. I picked it up from them a couple times. I have some family who, as we commute back and forth to Ottawa, back to Central Ontario, we have a time or two had to stop in Perth for them to do some shopping in some of the shops there. And there's a pub, I forget what it's called, that you can belly up to, and I can pass an hour or two with my laptop and a couple of pints of... They also have a bonfire. I forget.
Yeah.
But it's nice, too. So I'm a big fan of their stuff.
Okay. Well, it's right there. I'm not loving it. It's,
right.
And it's the aroma of it as well. Mm. The bouquet, if you will. I know the good listener loves that. So it's not growing on me either. I'm three sips in.
All right. We got three topics lined up here. Where do you want to start, man? What
I wanna,
do you think?
I want to start with, I took a rip out of you a couple of shows ago when you asked what I was up to.
I'm sure I edited that out.
Yeah, okay. So then for those of you who didn't listen to it, it talked about me reading. I'm reading Moby Dick.
Right.
And so Herman Melville, along the lines of Dickens, in that era, authors are paid by the word, right? Not just for your final product, right? But
so am I when I write emails.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You are
clearly
very,
I am.
You are very much in that same vein. And so I'm like, holy Christ, this book could be easily 50% less if you were just
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick.
Okay.
It's fucking long.
Yes.
And it's wordy.
Would you just catch the fucking thing?
Well, honestly, it's I'm halfway through it, and it's just a couple of spots now I've wanted to put it down.
Right.
Just to say, forget it. I'm not gonna finish this.
Did you not read this in high school?
I did not. I've never read Moby Dick.
Okay.
Which is why I
here he is.
Am reading it now.
Yeah.
Because
I've thought about whether or not I should go back and read Wuthering Heights again, which I hated in high school.
I suggest no.
Okay. Like, was I just a shitty high school kid who was over it, or?
Yeah, no.
Was it just a boring fucking read?
No,
my memory is it's a boring.
You need to go back and read some Shakespeare, probably, that you didn't dig in high school.
I loved Shakespeare.
Okay, then yeah. So to me, that's something that.
What's the other one? The Stone Angel. I was like, holy fuck, this is a terrible read.
Okay, no. What was her name? What was the Morag?
Yeah, that's right.
So I made a movie of that.
Of the Stone Angel
in high school.
Oof.
And it's of Morag running after Buddy gets crushed by the ice block in the first part. And Morag is running through the snow. Yeah. And so I'm filming it. And I'm playing the theme from the Chariots of Fire in the back. And slowing it down, right, as Janelle Edwards. It was the girl who played Morag in my high school production of...
She sounds hot.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, Janelle, if you're listening right now.
No.
But you were a pile of fun.
Morag.
Yeah.
Sounds less hot.
Well, but to me, Janelle was Morag.
Okay.
So
that's a shame.
The Stone Angel. No. And you know what? Who has seen The Wind? No. Probably don't need to see that, read that again either.
No, I don't think I saw that the first time or read it the first time. So.
So there you go. I just wanted to tell you that.
That was the update on Moby Dick.
Stinks. And I'm still halfway through it. I'm still, it's quite a chew, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
He's quite wordy. Herman. Hey, Herm.
Chilled out, man.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, cause Herm.
Because he's pretty good. Like, he's got a great, you know, turn of phrase.
Yeah.
Right? And you think, I am madness hardened into madness, and I will dismember my dismemberer. You're like... Okay, buddy.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, this is it, man.
Put down the bottle.
Yeah, this is the bong. Forget a little opium issue there, Herm. So, anyways, that is.
I'd like to talk about a publicity stunt put forward by several of our clapping seal
or.
Members of provincial parliament last weekend, as they went out on another...
Your progressive conservatives under the guidance and leadership
of
the stout leadership of
the DOFO.
DOFO!
For those not local to Ontario, God bless you. But this government seems somehow obsessed with beer.
Oh, God bless you!
And they ran on buck a beer policies, I guess, trying to... reel in the worst of us. I don't know. I love beer. I couldn't possibly care
less.
Well,
the people who really want that aren't voting anyways.
It's probably true.
Thank you.
We have, and this would be, I believe, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, this predates DOFO, but we've already started to see beer in grocery stores. And this wasn't a thing here for a long time. There was a monopoly. It still exists, but it's been dampened somewhat. But the beer store is the only place in Ontario outside of the LCBO, which is where you can buy your wines and liquors and everything. They can carry beer. But the beer store is the main place that carries beer. It's not in grocery. It is in grocery.
And for those of you over 40, the beer store, what was formerly known as Brewer's Retail.
Nice. I had a friend up here a few years ago from Australia who, I took, you know, we were going out on the first day she was here and let's go get some beer.
But
as we're walking up to the store, she's pointing at the sign and laughing. She's like, "You're not fucking around, eh?" Like, no question what gets sold in here. It's the beer store. And she's taking pictures of it and sending it home. Like, I kind of dig that, man. But anyway, that's owned by three different international breweries.
Right. And it's Coors, Molson, Sleeman's, and...
Yeah, but they're all owned by like...
Oh, Labatt's.
Yeah.
So Labatt's, Molson, Sleeman's are the three, but yeah.
But they're owned by like Belgian and this Belgian company in Sapporo.
InBev.
Sure.
Interbrew.
But essentially, they hold a monopoly on beer in Ontario. And they have a contract through 2025 that says...
Signed in 2015.
Yep. So that was under the Wynne government, the last government here, which was the Liberal government. And it essentially says you can't sell beer just anywhere you want. You have to drive people here.
It limited. It didn't ensure the monopoly.
Right.
Because at that point, the Wynne government was already saying select grocery stores.
Yes.
And at that point, way back... there was already select country general stores.
Yeah, and that's been a thing
which would
a
have a little LCBO outlet in
yeah.
it.
And so
separate
we'll
altogether.
We'll get to that part in a second because that's an important point. But what's happened now is this conservative government that came in running on buck a beer policies is now like insisting that we have to have beer in every convenience and corner store in the province, and it has to happen like right the fuck now.
And tailgating. Don't forget about tailgating.
Super important.
And getting beer and beer at 9 o'clock. We can now.
Yeah.
And beer at 9 o'clock in a pub.
But that's this dates back a long way. A lot of it starts with like the old phrase, which I'm sure you'll remember, Toronto the Good, right? You couldn't have beer at the X during Blue Jays games. And you couldn't like a lot like PEI was up until like the mid 2000s. You couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays. It was this kind of weird Protestant.
Yeah, still Nova Scotia.
Morality.
Yeah, that's your Victorian.
Right. And so we're still digging out of a lot of that shit, even though it's been loosened quite a bit. And so essentially, because of this $1 billion buyout that it would cost Ontario, and I'm going to touch on that a little bit later too, but that it would cost to pay the beer store to break that contract, these people, they want beer in convenience stores right now. And I think it's partly a distraction away from all the other things they're cutting in terms of, you know, assistance to kids with autism and your education system and medical and the other stuff.
Public libraries.
On. Yeah. It's like, hey, look over here, though. We're going to put beer in the fucking Tim Hortons or whatever the fuck they want to do. Might make me go there again. And this is the thing. I'm about to rail on this stuff quite a bit. I got no problem with beer in the convenience stores, if that's what you want to do. I don't have a problem with fucking the monopoly over. That means nothing to me, right? But it's the fact that this has become this be-all, end-all thing at, hey, look at this, so that you're not looking at the other horrible shit that we're doing. And if you look at... I should get to the point here.
Yeah.
Which is that last weekend...
Good listener says, yes!
MPPs on the conservative side were out in full force in convenience stores everywhere... taking staged pictures and videos and whatever. Oh, no beer here. Guess I can't. Or that feeling when you can't get beer at Jack's Drug Mart. Or
I'm looking for chips and dip. Wouldn't it be nice to get a bottle of beer with that?
Right. And there's a bunch of them. And so, of course, Twitter, which, God, I love you, Twitter, sprung into action and identified a bunch of these stores and started posting the Google Maps photos underneath, like, I see you're just 300 meters from the nearest LCBO while taking this. Or,
yeah.
And this is the thing they're running on, is how inconvenient it is. You should be able to go into a convenience store. And one of them is running on, like, rural platforms, right? That in rural areas, it's a far drive to the beer store. That's why you already have beers in your, like, in super rural areas like that, they already have licenses.
Larry's Grocers in Greeley, Ontario.
And so I want to point out a couple of these here, because
I'm going to go grab a ham sandwich while you're
you. Because Christine Elliott is our Ontario health minister.
We're and both 50% right.
Yeah. We're all over the fucking place here. But Christine Elliott goes to a drugstore. First of all, to vouch for alcohol, that's what I want my health minister. Like, it's something I partake in all the time, but I don't need my health minister.
A glass of red wine a day.
Yeah.
Thins the blood, my friend.
Is that what she's going for, wanting beer in convenience stores 24/7?
You just simmer down over there.
No, I'm fucking pissed, man. This is some straight up bullshit. And in her fucking attempt to sway voters and whatever, she ignores the fact that this is a store that's fucking already been exposed or charged with selling e-cigarettes to minors. Now, do I really care about that? No. But fuck, you're dumb. Like, how many stores did you visit before you settled on this? You couldn't have done a second of research before the Ontario Health Minister starts vouching for grocery stores that are already under the fucking thumb of the law. Like, come on, man.
No, I'm fucking putting my email right now because I got more names, man.
Hey.
I've got names. Okay. I'm fucking, these people are fucking.
I think the issue here is your loathing of the Progressive Conservative Party.
Yes, it is.
Okay, see, and I'm cool with that. Totally fine, right?
Look, you're a fucking government. Could you stop with the PR bullshit of going around?
Yeah, and see, what happened is they've also leaked through
Lori Scott. I'm cutting you off. Lori Scott is the fucking MPP for...
That's new.
Yeah. For fucking Kawartha, right? You know, Lindsay Halliburton or whatever.
Peterborough right
and
there.
So she's got a video posted from Jugs Convenience Store, which sounds, you know, Jugs Mart sounds a lot more like fucking great... different establishment in Halliburton, but she's driving past a beer store. She has to get to Jugs to post about how I can't get beer here. And if you Google map it, and I don't even have to, cause I'm familiar enough with Halliburton. She is less than 200 meters from a fucking LCBO. Is that inconvenient? Is that really the one that you want to stand on and go, oh my God, I can't believe that you the people of Halliburton are so hard up they have to go to a second store. There's another moron who's posting video of shelves saying, I can't fucking, I had friends drop by for a surprise board game night, and I guess I'll have to serve them soda and water because there's no beer here. Like, fuck, what are you doing? Could you just get to work on something real? Go ahead, man, laugh. I'm fired up about this. It's fucking stupid. The guy who's the MPP in Peterborough, Dave Smith, he's tweeting the same thing, a picture from a convenience store. There are six area beer stores in fucking Peterborough. There are 12 area LCBOs. There are three private wine shops. None of these are convenient.
Nobody drinks more than Peterborough people.
There were, when you totaled all the ones up, that everyone, there was 29 area Peterborough locations that you could buy alcohol. But this guy has to have it in a convenience store. I have no problem with it being in a convenience store. I don't care about the monopoly. Like, fuck those guys. But why can't we just wait till 2025 when the contract runs up and do it then? Why does it have to be now?
Hey, there was a couple of templates sent out from the premier's office.
Yep.
Saying,
that's what I said. And they're all clapping seals.
Yeah. And it was just giving you an idea of how you would post this. And this has been leaked to the press.
Lisa McLeod is my MPP here in Nepean. And she's going on. Well, you can already go to Quebec and buy it there. Why shouldn't you be able? Fine. In 2025, and I'm not even going to fall into this $1 billion to buy out the contract thing.
Well, the Ontario Finance Minister will not tell you exactly what it is.
It's $1 billion.
Okay, but that's what they're saying. It is hundreds of millions.
But what will end up happening is it'll get negotiated down, it'll become a settlement, and they'll be able to come back and go, hey, look, we broke it for $400 million. The liberal media told you it would be $1 billion. It's $400 million we don't have to fucking spend. Like, I'm not falling into this thing where, because it doesn't turn out to be $1 billion, they're right.
Yeah.
No, it's fucking stupid.
Well, and the thing is, I'm going to be honest with you, I know, and you listen to the commercials run by the beer store union.
Yeah.
Where they're talking.
They're fuckers too.
Yeah, for sure. But where they're talking about, you know, the Ontario government has brought in an Albertan to oversee this, and nobody's paying more for the beer than Albertans. And so, and it's just anecdotal, right? But you and I have both been across this country. And I think of buying beer in a private beer store or beer and wine place in Vancouver and paying through the fucking nose for it. Buying beer in Alberta, paying through the nose for it. And I remember thinking, this is fucking expensive, man.
Well, I'll trust your memory on that. I usually just want it so bad.
But for sure in Calgary, expensive.
Yep.
Coquitlam, which is where we were just recently, and you're like, fuck, man, why am I paying that much for a 12 of beer? Seems crazy expensive. And so I really had no idea. Now, I know it's cheaper in Quebec. Now, they charge the deposit up front. They do a bunch of other things that are off of the base price, right? But I was surprised. So I was doing a little looking around when you were, because to be honest with you, you said to me, I want to talk about these MPPs with their blitz on convenience stores. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is he talking about?
He says that a lot.
Yeah, for sure I do.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But so I went to look, and would you be surprised to know that Ontario pays on average? Now, this was 24 bottles of Molson Canadian.
Right.
A pan-Canadian look. Sorry about popping my peas there. a pan-Canadian look at what provinces are paying for this, either 24 bottles or 24 cans. Now, not everybody sells either, but
right.
Would you be surprised to know that Ontario is paying the second or third lowest price for beer in this great country?
Honestly, I would have last Thursday or Friday, but having seen the explosion online this weekend, you know, those stats are flying around everywhere and whatever. But I didn't know that until last Friday.
Like, if you look
at... We don't have it that bad.
Well, and if you look at it, you have the average price for 24 bottles is somewhere in... Molson Canadian is somewhere in the mid-40s.
Yes.
Right? So here in Ontario, it's saying, now, I'm not sure where this is, but they're saying, yeah, you can get...
I bet you can get it for like 38.
$35.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So in Quebec, you can get that. Any guesses what you can get it for in Quebec?
It would be just a guess.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
$30.
$27.
Almost a buck of beer.
And for sure.
A buck of beer. Yeah. For we're sure. Doing it.
Newfoundland, 45.
Yeesh.
Nova Scotia, 43. 43 in PEI, 46. In New Brunswick, Manitoba, 41. 47 in Saskatchewan.
Wow.
They don't sell 24 bottles in BC or Alberta.
Okay.
But they do have cans.
Yeah.
Right? Well, 35 and 45. BC is also 35 bucks.
Say that again. Normally the cans here are more than the bottles here.
Okay. So you're looking at 35, 38 for cans.
Okay. In BC and Alberta.
Nope, Ontario.
Oh, okay.
35 and 38.
Okay.
But yeah, 35 for cans, so $3 cheaper than here. So it's Ontario, Quebec, and BC are the cheapest. Everybody else is well over $40. And this is at the beer store, ladies and gentlemen.
The monopoly that's supposed to be fucking you.
So what I want you all to think about, and we've all been there, right, where you're like, fuck, it's midnight, and I am absolutely jonesing for some nachos. Okay? And you go,
yeah.
I'm going to go to the Max Milk, right, like, 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
which is now your Circle K or whatever the...
Your Jug Mart.
Yes, your jugs. Okay, and that 400 grams of cheddar cheese that you would pay $4 for at the grocery store...
$12.50.
Exactly. Is double that at the max.
Yeah.
Your tampons, your margarine, your pound of butter, your milk, whatever it is, when you go into a convenience store, you're paying for the fucking convenience. That's what you're paying for.
Yep.
So what I would like you all to think about as you mindlessly, with drool running out the side of your mouth, get in the Dofo line and say, I need fucking beer in my convenience store. Know that, like the cheese and the tampons and the margarine, you're paying the premium for that.
And look, my rage is with these idiot politicians. It's not with the concept. If we just waited till 2025 and then went, yeah, we're done with that contract. Thanks, beer store. We're moving. And I don't know if it stays or goes, but we're going to open this up to more people. I believe that probably is better for craft brewers, right? Who don't want to have to argue with this international conglomerate about whether they'll carry their stuff right now.
The craft beer guys aren't getting into the corner store.
I bet you they do. Like, you're seeing it now at the grocery store. Like, they're in there.
You're but in your Astafa's convenience store at the corner, you're getting...
Yeah, here's some Bud, here's some Coors, here's
this
some...
This is it. That's what they're going to give you.
You're probably right. But it is a lot. The craft is hard on the
and
side.
I
want to
change it. It's probably Mustafa, not Astafa.
All right. Well, that's your, you know, could be. I just, it's clearly, hey, come and look at this thing instead of the thing that we're fucking you the hardest on, which is basically everything else. And it's working.
For sure.
Guess what we just talked about. But I just think these fucking people are pathetic. Not the consumer. Although some of you, if you're going to go headlong along with them. But the politician that has nothing better to do when they should be governing or talking to their constituents or whatever, but to go to a convenience store and take pictures of a shelf that doesn't have beer. Like, imagine walking into the beer store and going, oh my God, no bread, no milk. Guess my family will starve. Why don't you just fucking go to the store across the street that does have it, you dumb...
Why don't you get back into your Conestoga wagon...
There's no food at my beer store.
Yeah.
And there is. There's like those little... You used to come over here with the fucking bits and bites or whatever the fuck they had at the counter.
I love the bits and bites, man. Whatever. No, at the beer store at the beer store counter, I love those. The spicy little trail mix kind of things.
There, let your family survive on that.
No, you're not, man. But you will want more because they are super addictive.
You want more beer, too, because your taste gets a little salty.
Yeah, it's true. You and I come at this from two separate sides, right? You are so bent about, you know, your MPPs focusing on the right things. And I'm looking at this saying, yeah, the beer store to me, I don't go anymore. As I've said, we've documented that right on this show.
Yeah, but if you were driving up to a rented cottage or whatever and were whipping past the beer store because it was the only thing in town.
God damn right I'm stopping
there. Of course,
there.
Right? Of course. But as you've said, the only convenience store in that same little town is carrying beer. It's going to be at four times the price.
Well, I was just going to say, you as a cottage guy,
you
know you want to buy your frozen pizza at Jared's corner store down at the end of the road.
They were literally attached. Near my cottage, the LCBO and the little grocery store are attached.
But I'm saying, what is that frozen pizza going to cost you versus what it costs you at the food mart in town?
Right.
Right? It's crazy versus what it's going to cost you at the superstore, Loblaws, here in Ottawa. Yeah. You're paying for it to be shipped there.
For all I care, fuck the monopoly that is the beer store. But fuck them in 5 years. Like, why do we
fuck them in 6 years?
Why do we have to pay to get out of this? Is anyone hurt by it? Is anyone? No.
No.
It's just we went out this weekend and made a bunch of noise. And the conservative MPPs and the conservative government running this province immediately pointed to the beer store and said, they're the ones out there tweeting this. They've fired up bots. And I'm telling you right now, as a guy who spends way too much time on Twitter, it's not that. It's real people going, could you shut the fuck up and get to work? Like,
get to work.
Like, fuck, you look stupid right now. Yes, I see it. It's an empty shelf that doesn't have beer on it. You knew that when you walked in. Could you just go home, you dumb fuck?
Why doesn't it have marshmallows? Or 40-year-old hot dog buns?
All of that stuff should be in your convenience store.
This is what I'm saying. Come on, man.
I'm hopping mad.
I see that. How about you? I'm just... Yeah, right.
You know what's great to hop on?
A pogo stick?
That's why I sit on this side of the table. Move things along.
Yeah, well, clearly, because you're spitting on me, you're so fucking outraged.
Yep. In San Francisco.
Swedish company, though.
Where it always seems to be in. All these Uber also launched in San Francisco. This could be the next big travel.
Yeah, but the reason I say no, niet.
Okay. They want to launch a company that's a lot like, you know, you see it in Toronto. I believe they have it in Montreal, where it's like.
Here.
It's not like a rental, but it's like a bike share.
Yep.
Right, where you go and you grab a bike and then you drop it off at another location, you know, owned by the same group, and you drop that bike and someone else can use it later on.
Right. It does cost you, though.
Yep.
Yep. It's a Swedish company.
This one, yeah.
Yep. But they're launching the North American brand in San Francisco.
It's pogo sticks. Perhaps you'd like to bounce to work tomorrow on your...
Because unicycling seems fucking crazy out there.
Seems hard.
Well, pogoing. And if you're going to start... Listen.
It's not as hard as unicycling.
I know you've pogoed.
Yeah.
Right?
Aha. Matt's gay.
No, that's not where
I
wasn't going with that at all.
Someone was.
Okay. Somebody somewhere. True.
Yeah, I once broke a pogo for an 85-pound. I was like, yes. That's got to be a guideline. That'll be fine.
I'm 180 pounds, and I'm
at
looking.
At least.
Yeah, it's a young man.
No, it wasn't young enough.
Okay. Looking at it, say,
smash.
It says 85 pounds. Clearly.
It'll hold three times that.
Yes. Crush.
Yeah. Busted a foot pedal right off it. But as a kid, we had pogo balls. Did you guys have like it was like a ball.
Of course.
Like a,
My kids had pogo balls.
Yeah.
Which is a great segue. We had a spring free trampoline, and so my kids loved it.
Spring trampoline could hurt you bad,
right? So and for sure, and that's what exactly with the netting. So this had netting up the sides.
Okay, yeah.
And so, you know, my kids were little, and so it said
we used to call that the cage match.
weight limit 225 pounds.
That's fine. Okay, it's just a guideline.
I'm cruising right past that 225, and so I'm on there with my son, and we're both jumping down, down. And he, I don't know, he's 10, 9, 10, whatever.
Oh, it's 225 combined.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm probably 235.
No, I know, but it's telling you 225 combined.
Yeah, if you, I think it said if you're 225, stay off fat. So, but so anyways, we're on there, the two of us, we're bouncing. And he's like, well, we're talking, whatever. And then I drop kicked him.
Of course you did. Right through the wall.
No, there's netting. Come on, man. And we're both in the air. There's no resistance. Both my feet on his chest. And he's like, he's looking at me like,
hey, fucker.
You just drop kicked me. And I'm like, okay, but you're in the air. There's a netting. Anyways, we laughed, and we were totally fine. 225. Psh.
He walloped you with a steel chair.
Yeah, exactly. Waited for me to turn around, hit me with the broom.
You're in the air. You're fine. Yeah.
You're standing. You're grounded. But the broom's in the air. Whack, back of the head. Ah, totally good. But yes, renting a pogo, and the idea of bouncing, right? That you want to rent this. Like I get
sure,
the bike.
Great for your core.
Right here on the canal in Ottawa, mm-hmm. You want to, you know, pedal downtown. There's bike paths everywhere.
Yep.
The concept of bouncing on one single point. Okay. San Francisco, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are unaware.
We're going to do this, eh?
Is nothing but hills. Like, does this seem like the worst idea ever that you're going to bounce down a hill? Like,
they're very hip in San Francisco.
Well, but it's hills everywhere. This is chaos. And road rash everywhere.
I'm suddenly more interested.
But am I right, though? You've seen the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
It's all hills. Steep hills, too.
I don't think that matters on a pogo.
You ever try going downhill on a pogo?
Can't say as I have. Okay, but
just always theater of the mind, ladies and gentlemen. Take a walk with me.
Okay, but it's not like a 70 degree.
Some of them are very steep, man. Like, honestly, it's not just like you're rolling hills.
To me, it's got to be easier than bouncing up the hill on a pogo than it is to
easier?
Ride a bike.
Walking.
Uber.
How about that? Punching my fat digits on my phone and getting in a car. Yeah. Exactly.
It's two blocks, but it's
Fisherman's
uphill.
Wharf. Now. Yes, that is easier.
Wait for that to subside.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So you're not down with the pogo as the new Uber.
The terrible, terrible idea. Get a bike or a unicycle.
You're all about the unicycle.
Come on, man. It's as crazy an idea as as a pogo.
I want to talk about the other article you sent, and we'll share all of these at Tall Can Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
Yes.
Where, you know, grade school gym class meets societal decay, and that is in the game of dodgeball.
Educational conference, Canadian Educational Conference being held in Vancouver.
Yeah, so you know it's going to be soft.
Okay. And the idea is, the paper put forward is systematic, organizational approved bullying in your schools. Dodgeball.
How much dodgeball was played in your grade school or high school, whatever? Right?
Sporadic.
Yeah.
It wasn't yearly, right? It was like, and it was murder ball in my days.
I can see why they changed the thing.
Okay, this is it, right? But we called it murder ball or German ball.
We played it maybe four times a year in my grade school.
Oh, see, there was years we didn't play it at all. I'm almost positive.
It was just like you showed up to gym class and maybe you finished whatever you were supposed to do. Remember those stupid little four-wheel carts that were like 4 inches off the ground? You'd sit on your ass. And
yes, and they were like
around.
A foot by foot.
Yes.
Yes.
I have no idea what the point of those things were, but you'd like do that for like 30 of 45 minutes and then be like, all right, you can play dodgeball. Or, you know, you'd finish up whatever you're supposed to be doing and you'd get
it. How many kids got their fingers ran over on those stupid little carts?
Like usually by their own cart, yeah,
for
right?
sure.
Like,
I'm trying to get faster. I'm going backwards. Oh! Oh!
Every fucking school has them. I have no idea why. Like what that was supposed to
do. And those crappy elementary schools where you're on concrete floors with tile.
Of course, that was like, ours for sure.
Like, that's like every elementary school. Where's the sprung hardwood floor?
That was going to save your fingernails or whatever.
Yes.
But
as that idiot kid who eats glue runs over my hand.
Hey, shut up.
It's good.
Like Ralph Wiggum.
Yes, exactly.
So the idea being that, of course, the fat kids or the nerd kids or the out-of-shape kids or the disabled kids get wailed on first and then stand there and watch as athletic kids finish the game.
And I can't stop smiling.
Of course. I guess it's not wrong.
Okay, and here's the thing. So I'm smiling like crazy because it just brings great joy to my life. Okay, and I was always... athletic.
All I can picture is Billy Madison when he's playing as a full-grown adult with the grade ones. Miss Lippy sends him back out. It's time for dodgeball. They throw it and he catches it in midair. He's like, now you're all in deep. He's just pounding on these fucking grade ones.
Wailing on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big lefty. Bang. But again, I was always fairly athletic. I played all sports as a kid. Always stronger than most. I never won dodgeball. Like, to me, it was never so. Yeah, sometimes I'm getting wailed on. I'm taking a ball off the side of the head.
Yeah.
It's.
Bonus points for the face.
Yeah. Well, and they say, murder ball. Shoulders down. Yeah. Shoulders. Yeah, you're like, no, yeah, all right.
You.
I'll see the game out. Whack. Hey, you.
I got this guy.
Yeah, this is it. You've been looking for that.
You took my marble.
Yeah. Or you wouldn't trade me your Joe Louis for my applesauce. That kind of thing.
That's my elf pog.
And you sort of go, yeah, all right, and I get it, right? And the idea is, yeah, for those who aren't good at it, it's really
embarrassing.
Embarrassing, and it's hard, and it's
it's painful.
And I get it. You don't sign up for it. It's not like I get to voluntarily go in for this.
And that the article does say this. And like I said, we'll share it. But it's like no one's trying to shut down rec center dodgeball or like leagues where
you
go
and play.
If you
and your
buddies
want to fight behind the Quonset hut out back,
right?
Totally cool. It's all your thing.
But it shouldn't be mandated as part of the school curriculum.
Right. And you know what?
What do you think about that?
I think it's actually not a bad idea.
Might be true.
And so, you know.
Like you should learn how to dribble a basketball in gym class, right?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah. You should be able to, you know, proper crunches and sit-ups and kick a soccer ball and throw a football.
You don't need the kid who had his growth spurt 2 years early wailing on you.
Right, right. And ultimately.
As a kid who hit his growth spurt 2 years late.
Yeah.
I concur.
And so many, so you know, in listening to it and reading it, and I'm like.
It sounds soft at first.
Everything about me sort of recoils against it, right? And you're like, well, how about that fucking nerd who.
He had it coming.
Who kills it on the fucking math desk and makes me feel small and.
But he doesn't then hit awkward. You in the face.
Yeah, he doesn't dance around holding the test up, going, loser, loser.
He really should have.
C minus. Well, because then he gets pounded.
Yeah, no, for sure. Dodgeball or not, I'm taking that kid out.
This is it. This is it. So, initially I'm like, that's totally soft.
Soft,
it's totally
PC
soft.
Bold,
yeah. But at the end of the day, you're like, yeah. And they could talk about teachers need to just, you know, make it more structured and. But the reality is some kids just suck. They're not athletic. They're not coordinated.
Yeah.
And then other kids are just wailing them. They're hit with the ball. You're like, aha, loser, get out. And you're getting struck with the ball. And it's just like.
I feel like you've uttered that sentence.
Oh, come on, man. I've uttered that. This is a guy who's gone into places saying, chanting, you suck and I don't, or suck less. I don't know if you've heard that.
Yeah.
Suck less. Be better. All right. But when you're coaching competitive sports, that's one thing, right? But if you're trying to shepherd little Tommy and Susie through elementary school.
That's it. If you want to sign up for dodgeball later, that's fine. But so you shouldn't be forced into it.
I was immediately outraged. And then really, as you start to think about it and you start to go, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
It is one of those things where, and again, it comes down to choice.
Yep.
Choice. You want to do this? Cool.
I don't think kids should get out of gym. You should have to learn the normal skills that we've talked about, but you don't have to be fucking mauled.
Right. And have kids, and really in this day and age, just have kids be active.
Yeah.
How about beep test? Beep test for everybody. You do dodgeball or you do the beep test? How about that?
Oh, dear. I don't think that's going to go better for some kids, but at least there'll be less pain involved.
Really? If anybody's ever done the beep test, you understand, you get to the end of it and you're like.
But there's no 5'10" grade 4 kid ready to pound you in the face with a rubber ball.
All right, so finishing high school at, you know, 5'11", 200 pounds.
Yeah.
High school lacrosse. So we do the suicides and they would say. Okay.
Like even the names for these fucking murder ball.
Suicide drills. And so you're like, okay, so you run the suicides, blue line, center line, blue line, far wall, back, right? Like that's back and forth, back and forth. And you know, you got good, you take your stick with you, right? And you touch you'll lean and touch the blue line with your stick, come back, touch, right? Saving yourself that extra step.
Yep.
And they're like, all right, smartsies. First two times you do it with a stick. After that, you got to pair up. And then you have to find someone of like size. And you're like, fuck my fat ass. Now I have to find another 200-pound guy and I got to do it with him on my back?
Yeah. We used to have that at wrestling practice.
Terrible idea.
There'd be, you know, run to one end and then come back. And then military crawl to one end and then come back. And then there'd always be something. But then it was, pair off with someone your size and... It was sometimes firemen carry that guy to the other end. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because I'm the only 6 foot pushing 200 or whatever.
Yeah.
The other guy is a much more stout 6 foot. The weight's not spread out quite the same.
Are we going by height or are we going by weight?
Right? It's so just a sandbag I have to carry.
Well, because then you got some guys in 135 like looking down there going, all right. Now, but at the end of the day, right, you're doubling 135. You're doubling 135. But yeah, so I agree with you. At the end of the day, you're like.
Yeah, it looks like PC shit, but some of this is worth revisiting and. Maybe this is one of them, right?
But again, as I said, as someone who rarely have ever won it,
right?
I still loved it. Like, what about Red Rover? You ever play that as a kid?
Yeah. Is that just the one you were supposed to run back for without getting tagged?
Red Rover, we call Matt over, right? Yeah. And then you'd try and blast through the line, right? And everybody knows, right? You're looking and going.
Where's
Evelyn and Corey. I'm going right at Evelyn, right? That's just like a blasting right through that spot.
No different than
I'm getting more Evelyn than the hands
World
between
War
the
fucking. Where's the line the weakest we can punch through here?
Yeah, and you go, okay, and I'm taking you back. And away you go, right? I used to love that as a kid.
I bet.
But blasting right in. Not going for the hands. You go right for the shoulder.
Take the body.
Right.
Dislocate that.
Bam. I remember I was just thinking the other day, I will blank out the guy's name, but him saying he was big. No, another kid in my grade, and he was big, stocky kid. And him saying.
Had asthma.
And him saying.
Scoliosis.
I'm telling him to shut up or whatever it was. And he's like, yeah. I don't think so. And I remember looking back and I'm going, yeah? Yeah, we're going to do this? And he stepped up. Man, he came at me like a... honestly, swinging. And so I remember
get
just...
the first shot, man.
That's what he was coming.
Yeah.
All limbs flailing.
Yeah.
And I just punched him straight from the shoulder. Bam! Yeah. Right in his fat face.
Still got to cover up a little bit. Come in that aggressive.
Honestly, well, see, the thing is, and I don't remember. I remember him coming at me. I don't remember much other than him then being on his back with his foot on my chest as I'm leaning over him. But
your foot on his chest?
No, he's his on the
foot
ground.
On your chest?
Well, because I punched him straight. But
yeah,
I certainly know that he must have rattled my cage a couple times. I don't remember much past that. And then he's on the ground, but his foot is
up on your chest. I thought you were standing over him victorious.
I was, but I was
your foot on his
No. I was leaning over him and he was sort of on his back with his foot on my chest.
Yeah.
That came out of a Red Rover game.
Dodgeball must have been something at Norwood High.
Not Norwood,
I
man.
I know.
I'm a solid Lakefield guy.
Lori Scott, the shithead MPP, probably representing your people. But you'll have beer.
Your people.
Your people. Let's get the fuck out of here.
North
man.
Of seven.
Way north.
Yeah, for sure way north.
That's Audio Whiplash. If you haven't had a chance on the most recent Talk and Sports, we had Maddie Lang on talking a little Raptors. Just before that, Rob and I were hitting up some memories of the Sky Dome when it first opened. Make sure you go back and check that out. All of them at tallcanaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Until the next time, this has been Audio Whip. This is fucking terrible, man. That's Audio Whiplash.
See ya.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.